Welcome back to the Jump Force Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. As always, 251-343-0106. If you want to respond to anything you're hearing on the program, we got a bunch of your texts to get through. Well, we'll save them for a little bit later in the program, and I'll respond accordingly. But anyway, joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring on our friend from Baldwin County, Sheriff Huey Haas-Mack. Sheriff Mack, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Before we get into kind of the topic of permitless carry, how are things going over in Baldwin County these days?
Doing good. You know, we're actually, everything's gearing up. It's hard to believe that we're looking dead on at spring break, about to start occurring next month in the month of March. And we'll start back of course, we have Mardi Gras going on in Baldwin County as well as they do in Mobile. And we'll start also in March with a lot of our local festivals. So right now we're gearing up for increased traffic. Got a lot going on over here, but everything's going pretty well.
It's good to hear, and it's like you're always you always got to deal with one. It's almost seasonal, right? Mardi Gras, and then spring break, and then kind of more seasonal summertime, and then things kind of roll on over into the holidays, right?
Absolutely. It's you know, we used to have different seasons in Baldwin County. Now it's pretty much just continuous. We really go from one right into the other.
And that's a lot of turf all the way from Little River down to the Floribama there. I mean, that is that's a hunk of territory.
It is. You know, I was just talking to a group the other day that came by the office. We were talking a little history about Baldwin County. And, you know, when you start talking about 1,600 square miles, but close to 2,000 square miles, if you count all of our waterways in Baldwin County, and particularly when you start talking about the amount of people that can sometimes get close to almost doubling our full-time residential population in Baldwin County during the core summer months, there's a lot that goes on.
Yeah, so, well, it sounds like you got a good handle on it. Let's talk about what I wanted to get you on to, just to comment on. We haven't had you on, but we've had your colleague across the bay, Sheriff Cochran, and some others. But it looks like the House is moving on this permitless carry bill, HB 272. I haven't talked to you about this, but I assume that you oppose this bill.
Well, Jeff, when the whole process started, which is actually about a month before the legislature went in session, a lot of law enforcement was made aware of the bills that were going to be dropped. And initially, there were about eight of those bills that were being considered. But as you said, House Bill 272 is the one that they pretty much settled on. And that was the one that is being pushed. It did pass out of committee yesterday and will now be sent to the House floor for debate and possible vote. And so in its original form, when the bill was initially dropped, a lot of law enforcement, myself included, did voice some concerns and oppositions to particular parts of the bill. And those parts included the removal of private property rights, for individuals to restrict weapons from being brought onto private property or businesses. There was some question about whether or not guns would be allowed at athletic events that were not on a school campus. There was also some amendments as it related in the original bill that would have actually removed some of the legal requirements as to search and seizure and things of that nature of a weapon during a criminal investigation. So those were the things that were concerned, a couple of which are still in the present legislation, that are a public safety concern to a lot of law enforcement in our state.
Well, do you feel, though, that even though you still oppose the bill, is it going in a better direction, perhaps?
Well, yesterday we did have a positive that came out of committee. They did attach one amendment, and that's the duty to notify amendment. Several states that do have permitless carry also have a duty to notify. And what that simply means is if you are operating a motor vehicle and you are stopped by a law enforcement officer, and you have a loaded weapon that is in your vehicle, within your reach or on about your person, you would simply notify that officer that I do have a weapon in my vehicle. And that amendment was added yesterday. That is a public safety concern. So I know I was pleased that that amendment was added. Of course, now it's still got to be voted on. And I think in talking to some of the legislators as recently as this morning, there may be a couple other amendments that may be added on the floor when this bill comes up for final consideration in the House.
Now, just kind of talking to people that watched how this has progressed, initially, all before session, it looked like to me this was going to be a done deal. It just had the sponsors were beyond the usual suspects. They bring these bills every year. You had the speaker, the leader, a lot of key committee chairmen. And I was like, well, this looks like this is going to be really tough to slow down. Something changed a couple weeks ago. A bunch of your colleagues showed up, all in uniform, showed up at the hearing. And I think that really slowed things down. Looking at it right now, I still don't think it's a done deal necessarily, that anything could happen to the Alabama legislature. But do you feel any sense of optimism that you could have some success here in slowing this down altogether?
I'm kind of split on that. I do think I am glad that there has been some discussion, particularly in committee, when they had the hearing last week, and even there was some discussion yesterday. I still think that it's going to probably pass out of the House in some form and be sent to the Senate. The Senate has passed similar bills in the past, not one that is as comprehensive as this one, but they have leaned towards the passage of a permitless carry bill in the past. So I think that I would say that right now, as you said, anything can happen, but I do feel that the bill probably has more momentum in this legislative session than it ever has before.
Well, let's talk about the whole pistol permit situation in this state. You have 67 counties kind of doing it their own way. There's also discussion that, it's a funding mechanism for a lot of departments, and a lot of people that's where you lose them. I mean, should we look at ways, if we keep a pistol permit system in place, should we look at ways of making it maybe more uniform or more something that is a little more organized in Alabama?
Well, Jeff, and I think a lot of the proponents of the permitless carry, they talk about that, but that has already been done. I've been working with the legislature on pistol permits since I was assigned to a committee in 2010. And there has been a lot of advances. With the exception of a couple counties now, there is a uniform permit that is issued. There is uniformity in the law now, as if you remember, prior to any legislation that was passed over the years, the permit was pretty much left up to the total discretion of the sheriff. That has been removed. There are only 10 points in the law that a sheriff can deny a permit on. No longer is it just up to the discretion of the sheriff. There has to be a criminal violation. There has to be a current court case. There has to be a current protection from abuse order. There has to be a proven that the person is not a resident. So there are specific things that are applicable to all 67 counties. In last year's legislature, when they considered coming up with the lifetime permit, of which I'm all for, I was glad that they passed that legislation to have a lifetime permit, there was set in place a do not issue list that would combine all the information from the counties. Thereby, we wouldn't have 67 different pieces of information. It was all to be congealed, if you will, through the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. Thereby, we would have information from Colbert County that would be shared with information in Houston County, and so on and so forth. So why the system may not have achieved 100% uniformity, we are so much closer and so much farther down that than what we were 10, even 5 years ago. So a lot of that has already been put in place.
Well, respond to this, Sheriff. The pro permitless constitutional carry crowd, they insist that this is an infringement of their Second Amendment right, and the only reason you guys are opposed to it, you don't want to lose that revenue stream in Baldwin County in particular. Just what is that? What does that look like when we talk about pistol permit revenue? Is it a big cash cow, or is it something maybe a little smaller? I mean, like how does that work in your county?
Sure, absolutely. So, on average in Baldwin County, we issue about 16,000 permits a year. That generates somewhere between $600,000 to $700,000 a year. Now, one of the misconceptions has been is that money can just be used for whatever, and that's not true. That money cannot be used for certain things. For instance, I can't take it as a salary. I can't use it for other things that we would normally purchase out of the normal budget or bidding process. What that money can be used for is education, equipment, and things of that nature. And in Baldwin County, that money funds 100% of our training, of our certifications, of all those things. We buy vests, we buy weapons, we buy ammo, we buy equipment, we buy cameras, we buy computers, all those kind of things. That is what the money is used for in Baldwin County. But with all that being said, I would rather see the money go away and us keep a form of the permit. Somewhere down the road, I'll find a way to make up that money. It's not an issue to me. Obviously, as long as we receive the money, we're going to use that money and use it judiciously. But if the money were to go away, I would still be willing that I would hope that we would have some form of the concealed carry. Because I personally, and I think some of my colleagues, do believe that there are applications that it is a public safety issue.
Well, what is your feeling on this prohibited users database? Now, that's what seemed to sway a lot of votes in the chamber, that once you had that database in place, that was going to pave the way to alleviating some of the need for the pistol permit. Does that... Just having it, does it help your situation in any way?
Yes, it would. Once again, as I in my illustration before, it would help us to share information. If you look at the sheriff's offices across the state, you know, Baldwin County is one of the largest sheriff's offices in the state. So we're not really representative of the average sheriff's office in the state. The average sheriff's office in the state may have less than 50 deputies, may have perhaps minimal to medium-grade technology. So it was going to be the database that was going to kind of bring all this together. Now, this opens up another discussion. Sometimes I get a little criticism on this one. But our legislature is famous for creating things and then not funding them, or not going through and making sure that they're completed. We go back to what's been going on with the Department of Corrections. You know, we're going to do all this with corrections, but they didn't come up with a plan and things to do. So the database has not been completed. The database was to have been completed, and it has not been. And so if the database were completed, yes, that would be a factor for consideration, and I think it would be a huge contribution to overall public safety.
Yeah, and I guess it's progressing. Aaliyah is going to be held or is kind of running the show, running point on that. You say it's not done, but, I mean, do you feel like it's going to be there? Do you have any reason? I mean, like you said, we've seen this in the past, and we've seen where funding has dried up at times. But as far as just the database goes, is that something you think can work down the road?
I think it could. Be honest with you, I think if the legislature does come out of this session with a straight permitless carry, I don't think they'll finish it. I don't think they'll go ahead and do it. I think they'll probably step back from it. But if the permits were to stay in effect in some form, then I think that they would. And, you know, it's really going to wait and see. There's always going to be permits in Alabama. Because if you look at it, particularly where we're located, If you live in Baldwin County and you want to take your concealed weapon into the state of Florida, you're going to still have to have a permit. So you'll have to have a permit so that you can carry that gun into Florida, because it is a reciprocity state. And so while we may see a reduction in the overall number of permits, I think you're still going to see a lot of people that are still going to have to purchase permits if they plan on carrying their weapon while they're traveling outside the state or some other circumstances such as that.
Sheriff, you have been very kind to make time for us this morning. We appreciate your feedback and insight on this, and we shall talk again soon.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, and I hope everybody has a great day.
You do the same. That was Baldwin County Sheriff Huey Haas Mack there on the line. 251-343-0106. So we're going to get a quick time out in here. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.